Friday, February 7th. I was a little worried when I saw a note from Chloe and Zoe on my locker this morning. Hi, Nikki. Meet us in the janitor's closet before gym. Chloe and Zoe. After giving them those crazy gifts yesterday, I figured they had decided that I was way too flaky to be their friend. They were probably mad at me and demanding both an explanation and an apology for my bizarre behavior yesterday. And I didn't blame them one bit. I was still mad at myself for what I did. When I got to the janitor's closet, Chloe and Zoe were already there. But instead of being angry, they were super excited about something. Guess what, Nikki? Zoe and I decided to do something really fun. It's kind of a surprise, Chloe said, giving me jazz hands. Yeah, and we waited so long that we almost missed out, Zoe giggled. After the tacky surprise I gave you two, I'm almost afraid to see it, I said, very relieved that they were not going to ditch me as a friend. Okay, now close your eyes, Chloe said, and then they both shouted, Surprise! When I opened my eyes, I was half expecting them to dump a bucket of water on me as a prank to repay me for those tacky gifts. Then I noticed they were holding something in their hands. Tickets to the sweetheart dance! My mouth dropped open. OMG! Chloe, Zoe, you guys have tickets to the dance? You both decided to go? I'm so happy for you, I gushed. Yesterday, I tried to buy 6 tickets for us too, but they were sold out. That was actually going to be my real surprise. However, deep down, I felt a little sad because I really wanted all of us to go to the dance together. Our romantic dream of going on a triple date would have finally come true. But it wasn't like I was jealous of them or anything. I mean, how juvenile would that be? Wow, you actually tried to buy tickets for us? Zoe exclaimed. Well, Nikki, we bought tickets for you! OMG, I was so shocked and surprised when they both handed me my very own tickets to the sweetheart dance. Chloe had already asked Marcus, and he said yes. And Zoe had already asked Theo, and he said yes. So now I just have to get up enough nerve to ask Brandon, and pray he hasn't already agreed to go with Mackenzie. I have to admit, I've been giving him a hard time, and every time he tried to explain what happened or apologize, I pretty much shot him down. But it was mostly because I was really frustrated that things weren't working out the way I had hoped they would. So on Monday, I planned to make the extra effort to try and patch things up between us. The sweetheart dance is going to be awesome. And Chloe and Zoe are the best friends ever. Squee! I had just gotten home from school when I got another text message from Brandon. From Brandon. Busy at Fuzzy Friends bathing a smelly, long-haired dog and thought about you. 4:57 p.m. Okay, I'm really happy that Brandon was thinking about me and all. But do I really remind him of a smelly, long-haired dog? From Nikki. Hi, Brandon. Thanks. I think. 4:59 p.m. OMG, did I just growl like a dog? I have to admit, Brandon always seems to be super busy lately. If it's not Fuzzy Friends, it's the newspaper or some big photography project. It's like he doesn't have time for me anymore. I grabbed my backpack and pulled out that magazine article, How to Know If a Guy Is Just Not Into You. And as I had suspected, number three, suddenly he's always too busy to spend any time with you. It was another match. I crossed number three off the list. Not good. Okay, now I'm starting to worry that our relationship is doomed.